Thank you. Well, God's love greater than pain, sin, and failure in our lives. And if you think of God's people in the Old Testament, they were constantly getting themselves in trouble and turning away from God, worshiping idols and all kind of things that would destroy their hearts. And God says to them, I have called you by name. You are mine. And coming to Christ and believing in Him is really hearing God saying that to you. I've called you by name. You are mine. And we agree with the Lord and put our faith in Him. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save you. Seeking to save anybody who was lost. And that makes salvation the greatest love story ever told. In observing people's behavior and just looking at the health of people's soul, I've often thought, if people could only know how much God loves them, that would be the life changer for them in any given situation. In times of loneliness or physical pain or going through a trial beyond your control, or even in times of celebration when you feel like jumping for joy and you're beside yourself with happiness, to know, hey, God loves you at that moment with intensity and with a life-changing commitment that He has made to you. I've often thought that's the source of great health in a person's life. I've noticed also that in people who are not able to receive God's love or don't believe it or have pushed it away, their souls usually are wrecked in a lot of ways if they're not able to receive love. They end up saying things that we saw on the screen here. I'm no good to anybody. I'm worthless. I've made too many mistakes. I have nothing to give. Or perhaps they just fight real hard, hoping to drag himself out of the quicksand they're in. When you don't know Christ's love for you personally, and that hasn't impacted you at the level of faith or emotions, really, your life becomes focused in on your own pain or your own sin. That's what you're left with, to try to fight your way out of that. And you were never meant to do that without the rescue mission of Jesus coming and being for you what you can't be for yourself. He doesn't want your pain or your sin to be the focus of your heart. He wants Him to be the focus of your heart. Well, what an improvement that would be for us. Not my pain, not my sin, but Christ. Greater than problems. When the Lord's love is not received or known, we get controlled by our own emotions and our own sin nature. Unresolved anger is there often, anxiety, insecurity, the inability to love, even violence or despair. You know, despair is a terrible thing. Sorrow is when you say, I'm broken, life is difficult, but I'm leaning on God to walk me through this. Sorrow is a very normal thing. Despair is when you say, I don't have any hope. I see no help from anybody, even from the Lord. God can deliver you from that despair. If you were to go to any prison system and interview the people in prison, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, they've been people who have pushed love away from their hearts and their lives, or have grown up in a situation where love was not effectively expressed to them, and they become loveless in their actions and in their heart. And yet even in a physical prison, people can turn to God and have their life changed by Christ and be set free when they hear about the love of Christ in a prison. You might not be in a physical prison, but you might be in a prison of not knowing God loves you. Therefore, you're kind of disabled in the ability to love other people or to love God back. Well, Christ can set you free with His love, His intense love. His Valentine to you is the person of Himself. Jesus said people would have problems in love in the last days. He said one of the signs of His second coming would be the love of people's hearts would grow cold. You know, if you feel that in your life, well, I just don't love family like I used to, or Christian brother or sister, my neighbor, or even the Lord. Say, confess that to God and say, Lord, I surrender to you. I acknowledge my lukewarmness. I want to do the things I did at first in actions of thanks to you and help to others. Cry out to God for a change and He'll bring it. Charles Dickens is a famous English author. He wrote a lot of books that had some Christian themes in them. He cried out for Christ's genuine love in his own life. And whether he found it or not is real unclear. He kind of remained unsettled about that. But he wrote a story called A Tale of Two Cities. And in that story, there were two guys who loved the same gal. Charles and Sidney loved a gal named Lucy. And they really wanted to marry her. And as time went on, Lucy picked Charles to be married to. And so off they went, had a child. And the story took place during the French Revolution. And Charles found himself in the wrong side of the political spectrum in the French Revolution. And so he was imprisoned. And he was going to be killed because of his background. And so Sidney heard about this. I mean, it was his love that went with Charles, and now there's a child. And so he goes to the prison. He looked very much like Charles. He went to the prison and met with him and said, how about if I take your place? We'll get you out of prison. I'll be in here, and you go free with Lucy and the little one. And Charles said, no, I can't let you do that. And so Sidney had him knocked out, took his place, and Charles and Lucy and the baby were free, and they went off to England to live. And so now Sidney's in prison awaiting death. A poor seamstress was also in prison, and she's observing all this. And she can't believe what Sidney has just done. She says, you mean you would die for him? And he said, yes, for him and for his wife and for his child. And she said, oh my. She said, I am so afraid to die. I am so afraid to die. I'm facing death. And when she looks at Sidney and starts to think about what he did for Charles, she begins to get courage. And she said, would you be with me? Would you hold my hand to give me faith and courage? And he said, yes. And the two of them went hand in hand to go to be to their death. And even when she did, she found herself composed and full of rest in her soul and even hope, as long as she kept her eye on the stranger hero that she got to meet in the midst of her despair. And you know, the Bible tells us, well, sometimes people will die for another person. Sometimes they'll die for a good man, Charles. But God, He'll demonstrate His love for us while we were at our worst. Now, while we were sinners and against God, He sent Christ. He loved us in that way. And our life can be changed, and we can face any difficulty that we face. It's very real to us, just like it was real to this poor seamstress gal and real to Sidney. Our own mortality, the separation from loved ones that we feel so intensely, or trials, we can face when we know, hey, somebody has stepped up and said, I love you. I will take death in your place, and now you could walk with me free in your soul. Christ would do that for you if you put your trust in Him. If you've never done that, you say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. You pray that prayer. It'd be great, wouldn't it be great if somebody Valentine's Day received Christ? Say, I know what love's about now. God loves me. I trusted Him and I loved Him back. But Jesus was not only had to die for us, He was glad to die for you and I. That's the intensity of that love. I wish we could catch that in our faith and in our soul, because it would bring us much health. Brennan Manning, who writes about discipleship, said, if people only realized how much God loved them, their lives would be transformed and Christ would be very known in their heart and to people around them. The Winter Olympics are going on, and they're pretty good. But I remember a story about Summer Olympics where an American diver, he had great courage when he would dive off these high platforms and do all his, somersaults and things people do with skis now. Somebody asked him, would give you such confidence? He says, well, you know, one of his family members were always in the audience. Always, his presence was always there. He said, it happened to be his dad. He said, hey, my dad's always there. It doesn't matter if I get a 10 or if I get a 1. He's going to love me just the same. You know, that gives me great confidence. I can go out there and go for the 10 and go for the 9 because I know that solidity is there. And the Lord would communicate that to us no matter what would happen to us. He's for us. He'll be there for us. Can we show that love to others? That's the Valentine message, you know. Family, neighbor, somebody, not just the special kind. Jesus talked in the gospel, as the Father loves me, so I love you. How much intensity is that? I can't measure that, how much the Father loves the Son. It's one, it's reliable, it's not going to be broken. Jesus said, that's me to you. It's reliable, it makes us one with the Lord, it won't be broken. It's God's love, Christ's love for you is immeasurable. I love the verse Jeremiah 31. I've loved you with an everlasting love. The Bible tells us in all eternity past, before the universe was created, that's pretty long ago, or anything else, Christ knew us, loved us, called us to himself. Now that's what you call a long-term love relationship. People like that. And it's because the Lord built our hearts to be that way toward him. It's a love where nothing can separate us from his love. Romans 8:35. Nothing's able to separate us from the love of God. We're inseparable. Always relying on God. One of the mistakes we make, we take finite human beings who we are to love unconditionally, and we make them the foundation of our lives and of love. There used to be a song out when Regina and I were seeing each other. My wife and something about you have to be number 2. Jesus is first and you're number 2. So all your loved ones in your life, if you could just, like in your mind, make a mental note. I love them second. I love them intensely, but I love them second. Love Christ first. If we put even blessings around us, well, I love job first. I love family first. Spouse, children. That'll crush the people in our lives. They'll say, ugh, I don't want to be your God. You know, but love me second with the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us from his love. God's love is unconditional, but it's tough. Holy. Without sin at all. Will not let one sin slide. Do you ever have anybody love you so much they didn't let one sin slide? Most of us lean too much one way or another. God told Hosea, the prophet, he said, go and love your spouse, even though she's very, very, very unfaithful. She was unfaithful left and right. Go love her like I love my people. That's tough love, saying, that's wrong. And I'm still waiting for the turnaround in your life. That's what God tells us. It's a tough, unconditional love. Would you want to be impacted by that, to learn that? God loves us not as we should be, but as we are, because none of us is as we should be. But his love will change us. And the great love of Christ that can change a soul beyond human love. Jesus said this. He said, and you think about the Valentine's theme, in a way, I don't like Valentine's because you say, these four are my Valentine's. These three. Everybody else, you know, what's that? But God sends to everyone. And Jesus said, if you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even the atheists do that. I just love the people who love me. Well, that's not Jesus. Jesus said, love your enemy. Love people at their worst. Now you're talking like a Christian. Now you're walking in the way of the Lord. It's a strong love, an unconditional love. It's a It's a royal love. It even has emotional romance to it. One writer wrote, "We all have a dream. We would talk to somebody and they would hear our heart, know what we were saying. They would be for us. And they'd even hear the unspoken words that we couldn't express." Seems like we were built for that kind of communication. And he said, the answer to that dream is Christ. Because he knows us better than we do. Knows us 100% and still loves us. And says, now will you love others? I want to give a praise to God in terms of his faithfulness, just a personal testimony to him, that his love has always been very timely in my life. A word of encouragement to you if you're thinking, well, why? It's just another day for me, you know. God loves me, oh, so what? People used to make fun of the smiling pin. Smile, God loves you. They were so popular because Christians weren't doing that. We weren't smiling because God loved us. So we had to get reacquainted with the cross. But Christ's love in my life always been timely. When I have felt away from his love, or I rebelled, or just out of touch, He has reminded me of his love. Listen, through the Bible, through the cross, through people, even through circumstances in nature. Could you listen for his loving voice in the people, even the people sitting next to you today? God's loving voice in your life. And that love, Christ would say this, he'd say, now, I love you, keep my commandments, and here's my commandment, love others like I loved you. I said in the first service, that's a Valentine we want to send back to God. No, thank you. You mean I'm supposed to love people like Jesus loves me? How will that happen? His love will have to be strong in my heart, yielded to him. His Holy Spirit will have to pull it off. But it happens by his grace. There's a true story about a man who grew up in a very painful household. It was almost like abuse, both verbally, physically, and neglect, in a neglectful kind of way. Was not loved by the family, particularly the father was real hard on him. He never knew whether his dad loved him or not. It was just, you know, he was just a mean guy. He maybe wasn't loved in his own life. Who knows? But time went on. The fellow leaves the house, becomes a Christian. His dad goes through a tough time, gets a disability through a stroke. The dad cannot speak. He can't move even to feed himself. And the son sees this. And a part of him wants to just say, I'm going to stay away from him as much as possible because it's not worth it. But God is faithful. And he says, I'm going. You know, I'm going to meet him, and I'm going to spend time with him. I'm going to pray with him. He went feed his dad, help wash his dad, help take care of his dad. He was able to love when love was most difficult. And isn't that the love of Christ? To love when love is most difficult. Because that's what Jesus did on the cross. He loved us when it was most difficult. And he went through with it. And we said, oh, amazing love. How can it be? You, my God, should die for me. He loves us when we're hardest to love. And he commands us to do the same. Oh, Lord, we lean on you. I think of the old song. Well, how's this going to go? It only takes a spark to get a fire going. That's how it is with God's love. Once you experience it, you want to pass it on. You say, God is good, and I will be good to others and love them. And in your life, would you be Jesus has loved your soul. Would you be a lover of the souls that Jesus loves? Say, I'll love the souls of other people. You know, beginning with where you live to the little bit bigger, brother and sister in Christ, friends in the community, each person you meet. Go love as Jesus has loved. And His freedom can help us do that. He's gracious. I'm going to just have a quiet time and then close to a words of a song. Surrender to Christ and His love today. Let's pray together. Father, in quietness, pray for believers here, each one of us, that we would say, Lord, Your whole love has been poured out into our hearts. May we take that true Valentine's message of the love of Christ and say, since we belong to Him, we want to reach out with His love. Hear us, Lord. Send us where it's hardest for us to love. Father, pray for anybody here who never received Christ and so have pushed His love away. This would be a great loss. I pray that just in the quietness of the pew, they would hear You knocking and they would open the door and say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. And they would always remember, boy, I remember coming to Christ at a simple service. I knew I needed His strong love. And Lord, we close in prayer with the words of an old song. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give You back the life I owe. Help us give our life back to You, Jesus, because it's safe with You. And bless us with joy and love and action throughout this, throughout these important days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.